Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Yes, I'm live today. Man, oh man, oh man. So we got that live show in on Monday. I mean, it feels like forever since I've been with you, honestly, even though I know it was just the one day. But let me tell you, it was a long day yesterday. Great to be with you, and thank you so much for tuning in. I've got a special treat today. David Shostokas, who is my regular guest in this time, is with us today, our constitutional expert. But I'm also joined in studio, and I'm live broadcasting to you out of Virginia at an undisclosed location. I am also with Barbara from Harlem and her daughter and special assistant, because we can't forget that, her special assistant, Bibi. And ladies, it's a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being with us.
And thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know what I said when we were talking for just a moment there in the green room, but I just thought of something else, and it's an area that I know is very near and dear to David's heart, and it should be to all of us, and I know it is to you too, Barbara. We haven't even touched on this, and that is the issue of elections.
Oh, goodness.
Because, look, you know, if we do election reform, I mean, David, if we want to do election reform, then that means you and I are racist. We're trying to keep, people of color from being able to vote. I mean, that's what that's about. Barbara, I'm going to let you start with that. And then, David, please chime in. Let's coffee table this.
Well, you know, racism and racist and all of this white supremacist and all of that. That comes from the Democratic Party. This is the only platform that they milk and they keep milling over. They have turned so many black people into actual racists that it's annoying. When I'm engaged, I live in urban America, and I'm in constant conversation with people because I do like people and I like to talk, I guess. And they,
no.
I think so.
It's a good thing for talk radio. I'm just saying. But yes.
Yes, but and then when they start talking about the white man, I say, wait a minute. I can be in the drugstore. I can be any place. I said, wait a minute. What did the white man do to you? And even when they want to go back to slavery, I have an answer for that. If it hadn't been for slavery, where would you be? Where would I be? They can't answer that one. So I engaged them in conversations because they have been trained to be racist. As a Democrat, I was a member of Charlie Rangel's Democratic Club there in Harlem.
Wow.
You did not go to a meeting that they didn't mention slave owners. Slave owners. So black people have this pasted onto their minds, and we have to do everything we can to try to erase that, because the biggest races and the highest number of races I've ever run into, and I've lived in the Deep South, are black. and they don't even know why they're racist. But that's because they're taught to blame every failure of their life on white people. You have to have someone to blame for, let's say, marrying the wrong person or not finishing school. So they blame white people, white people, white people. So it's very intriguing and challenging to converse with people who have their minds so tainted with racism to try to break through and shine some light and change some hearts.
David, I'd like you to talk about this from two perspectives. One, as a former prosecutor, and number two, as an expert in the Constitution. Can you shine some light on, you know, extrapolating that into how it impacts prosecutorial efforts and how also these things have been addressed in our Constitution?
Certainly, they've been addressed in the Constitution in many respects, even from the very beginning. You know, it's kind of interesting that, of course, there's a fellow that actually did the drafting of the Constitution, Governor Morris, and when they put the Constitution together, they went out of their way to make sure the term slavery didn't appear any place in the Constitution. And when they went out of their way to do that, they did that with the forward-looking thought that someday slavery would not be existing.
Amen.
So the idea of abolishing slavery was existing when they actually drafted the Constitution. You do not find the word slavery any place. You find some euphemisms for fugitive slaves when they say persons held to servitude and things of that nature. But they did not want to taint or harm the document by having terms in there that they knew would be bad for the future and bad for generations, and make it so that the Constitution actually was the first step in the abolition of slavery. And that's why they went out of their way. Language is very, very important, as we all know. And they were aware of the consequences of the language and the consequences of seeing to it that slavery was not built in, that it was not constitutionalized. And so, and of course, ultimately we have the Civil War amendments, 13th, 14th, and 15th amendments that went out of their way to make sure that it could never come about again. So, you know, the drafting of the Constitution, Frederick Douglass, the escaped slave and eventually well-spoken abolitionist during the prior to the Civil War and afterwards, has a famous speech about how the Constitution was constructed for the abolition of slavery in the end. So to try and put all this on those guys and say that it's all the problem of the founding, that's just not true. They were well aware of the disconnect between all men are created equal and the fact that slavery existed in the country.
Let me give you just a quick pause at that, BB, because I see you're nodding in agreement with what is being shared. But what does it mean to you to know that the founders of America took the time to really make sure that their true desire was, used, as David said, in the language that was used?
As a woman of African descent, Black American, it means a lot to me, because it means to me that these men were truly inspired by God.
Amen.
And eventually this country would get to the point, and it did, where it abolished slavery. And I think it's very important. I think it's critical. Thank you.
Absolutely.
No, I just felt it was important, because I could see that rising up inside of you to say, no, Pastor, I got something I need to, I want to get in. I want to get in here about that. So, David, go ahead with your thought, because the second part I had asked you about, of course, is as a prosecutor, you know, under the Obama administration, they brought in 1,500, according to J. Christian Adams and Hans von Spakovsky, 1,500 radical civil rights attorneys who went out into the country looking to try to create some kind of racial suits and racial pressure, using race as a means, leverage to put pressure on cities to go after the police and to federalize. Can you speak to any of that as a prosecutor and perhaps some of what you saw?
Well, they did, in fact, go after the police in terms of seeking out consent decrees in various police departments around the country, to where the federal judge would actually be monitoring the results of different police departments and what their arrest mix was in terms of race. But I always found that as racially dividing when you go and count that. You know, when people walked into my courtroom, I didn't even. Very, very often we'd see the reports, and I had no idea what color anybody was involved. All I was looking for was the facts of the cases. To be perfectly honest with you, I was in the office. I was in the state attorney's office when they actually passed and introduced hate crimes, and I always thought hate crimes were like redundant, because if you killed somebody, does it matter that you killed them because of their color? And doesn't that diminish the other victims of crime? You know, there's all kinds of these things that are where they put together things that actually are supposedly seeking equity or justice, and all they actually are doing is further showing division. And I remember the introduction of hate crimes, that they had these big, thick manuals on what, a hate crime was to begin with. And I remember that coming across my desk and myself just thinking, does it really matter? The victim is just as dead, whether they killed them because they were gay or of a different race or whatever. Let's just punish the crime for the nastiness of the crime itself. And there's a lot of elements of justice system that are really disturbing. Yes.
Well, Barbara, I'd love to get your perspective when what you felt when they passed the hate crimes bills.
You know, I really didn't look at it the way David is talking about it now. I mean, this is opening my eyes. But, you know, Obama and his ilk are followers of Saul Alinsky. Resentments raw. That's the message he gave them. And that's why they were always trying to rub the resentments of slavery in the faces and under the skin of black people. I mean, this was so godless. Even the hate crimes were godless. I didn't quite understand all of it, but now you've opened my eyes. It was just to divide us.
Yes.
These communists, socialists, Marxists, all want to do the same thing, divide us as a nation. Divide black from white, and they play on that slavery issue all of the time.
Yeah.
And we have to keep standing together as one nation, one people, under God, indivisible.
David, I want to come back to you on the voting issue, because I know this is something you've worked a great deal on, and I think we're going to be going into a break. The music should be coming.
1 minute.
There it is. The music is coming. How about
that? Well, if we got 1 minute, I'm going to mention something about elections in this closing minute in this segment, and that is I am in Decatur, Illinois, which is in Macon County, Illinois. And I gave a talk last night to a group called Restore Our Constitution. And among the folks was in the audience was Macon County Sheriff Jim Roop, who had lost the election by one vote in 2018. And in June of this year, almost 2.5 years later, the judge declared him the winner of the 2018 election because of fraud and other things that happened. It's a 2.5-year process. and they removed the sheriff that was improperly seated, and they replaced the sheriff here in Macon County. I was with that sheriff last night. Amazing, amazing story that they actually replaced him.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online, arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code Pastor Greg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Welcome back to Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor. We're having a great time today here in the studio. Talking about something very serious, though, at this time, and that is, of course, election reform. And David shared with us as we went into the break about an incredible situation where someone who had rightfully won in 2018 took 2 years of legal battle to attain the victory that was theirs and was recently put in office, and the person who was sitting there in that office that shouldn't have been there was removed. Bibi, you had some thoughts with regards to this election reform. Please share with us.
Absolutely. I find it insulting as a black woman that people like Stacey Abrams and Joe Biden push that is Jim Crow 2.0 of to ask black people for ID to vote. We black people have to have ID like everybody else. To do everything, to whatever, rent a house, buy a home, go into an office, get benefits. So I find it totally insulting and absolutely ridiculous. If my grandfather from Mississippi had ID, everybody should get ID. And I'm very passionate about what happened during this election, particularly in the swing states where they all stopped counting on November 3rd. And I'll be glad to get the results from the Arizona audit, which will be released Friday. Thank you, Pastor.
David, your thoughts on again, continuing on this election reform issue?
Yeah, certainly. As you know, Greg, I spent 5 weeks in Pennsylvania with the Trump legal team. And discovered a whole lot of stuff there. Looking forward to Friday as well. I have been consulting with members of the Arizona House of Representatives on this. The Arizona Senate has been conducting the audit, and it's the Arizona Senate that will be releasing the report. But if you understand the Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 of the Constitution, that provides that the legislators or the legislature is the final arbiter of the choice of electors.
All right.
You understand that the Arizona House will have to take action along with the Arizona Senate to have based upon the findings of the audit. So the members of the House are now getting prepared to understand their constitutional authority and duties. It's kind of an interesting and exciting thing. But this story that I mentioned, I was with Sheriff Root last night, where, in fact, like I said, he had been declared the victor. He was sworn in June of 2021 for an election that took place in November of 2018. And so it happens where people who are improperly elected are removed from office, and the proper victor is placed in office. So for anybody that says that it does not happen, you can't correct it, there's nothing to see here, move along, sit down, shut up. None of that advice is good. The real good advice is to, in fact, properly audit the elections. We're involved in a lot of election activities here for 2022 here in Illinois, where I'm at now. I'm on the State Central Committee for Ballot Integrity, and we're doing two things. We're looking back to 2020 and forward to 2022, and I think that's what you have to do to restore people's faith in the consent of the governed.
Well, folks, again, these are critically important issues, and we the people, I mean, what it comes down to is that we need to be engaged and involved. As a citizen in your city, county, state, you have the ability to say, I want to be a poll worker. I want to be there, you know, I want to be one of the people that checks people in. I want to be engaged and involved. And that is a part of the ability to be able to police these elections. If we don't have free and fair elections that are done the right way,
right,
folks, we don't have anything.
We're finished.
We're done.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.